So I'm not criticising you, America. I'm just criticising your recipes. Not your recipes, in fact. I did criticise your sandwiches, and I stand behind that, but I have an issue with your recipes. Now, I'm not saying that you can't cook. You can cook. Some things I do question. Tinned green beans and casseroles. I'm just... yeah, okay, that's just me. Also, tuna casserole. Have a slight problem with that. But that aside, I go to a recipe site. It's obviously American. There is a recipe. It has 2,000 five-star reviews. You think, wow, this must be amazing. I make said recipe. I eat said recipe. Said recipe is not a five-star. It's not even a two-star. It's a one-star. Now, I believe that personal taste can affect, you know, if you don't like tomatoes, you don't like peppers, you don't like garlic, if you don't like garlic. How do you live? How do you live? When I was in college, I worked part-time in the supermarket, and someone from HR was part of a religion where they couldn't have onions or garlic. And I just looked at them and thought, what do you eat? I found out what they ate. Needed garlic. Could have done with some onions. But it's kind of like that. So I decided to go and look at these reviews. What did I do wrong? I'll tell you what I did wrong. I trusted idiots. Because these idiots gave a recipe a 5-star review and they changed every fucking thing in the recipe. Every single fucking review is the fucking same. And now that I'm looking at reviews more, you really piss me off. Oh, my family loved it, but I substituted this, that, and the other, and I changed that, and I didn't cook it as long. And then, you know, I left it outside for 14 days. Then I sacrificed it to the gods of whatever. 5 stars. Here's the thing. That is not the recipe on the site. And I already have to go through a lot with these recipe sites. No one can just say, hey, here's a recipe. No, 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 no. What they have to do is they have to tell me a story. I have to feel immersed in their family history. So these crackers, they're so important to their family. You read the story, it's got nothing to do with the crackers. It has absolutely nothing to do. Oh, I'm also doing laundry at 3:30 in the morning. I should really take those cakes out of the oven. I'm just going to... One second. Bear with me. They're chocolate cakes. Did I tell you that already? I've been patient. So this is a fairly new oven. And the problem with the new oven is you have to figure out the timings. Okay, yeah, those are done. Oh, I have issues with this particular kind of cake falling. So I turn off the heat, but I leave the fan going and I let them cool down in there for a little bit. Stops them falling. Anyway, where was I? Yes! These recipes! These are not family recipes! I mean, they don't come from a long line of cracker makers. Oh, in the 1920s, my grandmother was known... Maybe not. Maybe I should have gone with crackers. Let's go with chocolate cake. Oh, in the 1920s, my great-great-grandmother, I don't know how old this person is, okay? Was known for their chocolate cake. They were famed throughout the land and they won many awards at fetes and farm shows. Oh, and this is the same recipe. Well, actually, no. I mean, my mum was allergic to chocolate, so my grandma didn't make the cake anymore, but I heard all about it, and I made this chocolate cake, and I figured it must be like my grandmother's.
Really? Really? Tenuous? Tenuous?
Oh, once I went on holiday to Spain, and while I was there, I had some bacon, and I remembered that once, in passing on the internet, someone once told me about honey bacon waffles, and that is why I created this recipe.
See, that's all well and good, and I mean, Sure, it's a story. It's not a good one. It's a story. But does it really need 17 scrolls to tell me that story? Because I count one scroll down, two scroll down, three scroll down. And if it's above three, what am I saying? If it's above one, I am not going to read a word of your fucking story. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care how you sourced. Why is my washing machine sounding like that? That is not normal. Pedro, what is wrong with... Oh, my washing machine is called Pedro. Yeah, don't ask. I did have a tumble dryer called Juanita, but she wasn't working, so we sent her away. And we didn't tell Pedro, which is unfortunate because they were in a relationship. I am a very strange person. But not as strange as the people who write stories about fucking crackers. Just give me the fucking recipe. And if you review a recipe, review the actual recipe, not your Frankenstein version of a recipe. Because you are Dr. Frankenstein, and yes, I'm coming to your door with a pitchfork and a torch, and I'm going to hurt you. 5 stars, my fucking arse. Now, these cakes, however, these cakes are, they're not really healthy. Hence the name, too much chocolate, and... genocide by chocolate. There is shit tons of chocolate. The problem with this cake is you stick a toothpick in to see if it's cooked, but because there's so much chocolate in it, it comes out dirty, but it is cooked. But, okay, why are you bleeping at me? What do you need? Pedro, I'm sorry, okay? But if Juanita wasn't doing her job, she had to go. Oh, don't be so sensitive. Please, actually, you're not washing my clothes, so yes, be sensitive, be upset, it's fine. Just not with my clothes, please, I'm sensitive. And what about Penelope? That's a new tumble dryer. Penelope's lovely! Why don't you like Penelope? I'm sure if you spent some... I mean, you spend all your time together! I'm talking to my washing machine. I am worse than the people with the fucking recipes. I need a cup of tea.